Okay, today's daf is Megillah Yerushalmi Daf Yud Zayin. Today's shiur is sponsored by the members of our Yerushalmi Daf Yomi shiur here in Beit Shemesh. Le'ilu Nishmas, our friend and neighbor, Sergeant Eliyahu Moshe Zimbalist, Eliyahu Moshe Ben Shimon Eitan Vesara, Eliyahu Moshe Shlomo Ben Shimon Eitan Vesara, Hashem Yikom Demo. On his second yard site, Eli Moshe fell in Aza, defending the land and people of Yisrael. Yehi Zichro Baruch.
Amen.
Okay, let's get into Tes Zayin Amid Beis. And we are towards the bottom of Amud, when we're talking about the different Kohanim Gedolim. So the Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah said, Ein Bain, two Ein Bains. Ein Bain, the Kohen Gadol, the earlier Kohen Gadol, versus the later Kohen Gadols, the Meshuach B'Shem and Amishcha, when we have the Shem and Amishcha and the Merubah B'Gadim. And then we spoke about the difference between the Kohen Gadol, who is the main Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol who came as a substitute, and then the original one came back. And now, what's the halacha with the substitute? So the Mishnah said that the one difference is, the two differences are Par Yom HaKippurim and Asiras Va'efa. Who brings the Par and Yom Kippur, and who brings the special Minchas Chavitin Asiras Va'efa every single day? So the Gemara says now, towards the bottom of Tez Zayin Abayis, where we're up to, Avodaso Mishalmi. What is the question here? So explains the Karban Ha'eda that if, let's say this is the psul of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore the substitute Kohen Gadol is bringing the power of Yom Kippur. The Shadi is B'Shabish Takhto B'Yom HaKippurim. Who pays for the power of Yom Kippur? Who pays for it? Because that one has to come from the Kohen Gadol's own funds. Unlike most of the other karbanos that are paid by public funds, but this one has to be paid by the Kohen Gadol's own funds. So the substitute Kohen Gadol is doing the avoda, but does he pay for it with his funds, or does he pay for it with the real Kohen Gadol's funds? That's the question. Avodaso Mishel Mi, because again, the par and the aisle have to be Mishel Atzmo. So to Shminim and Adah, let's learn it from the following story. The story is as follows: Ma'isa Ben Elam Mitzi Parin Shirakeri LeKohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. There was a story of Ben Elam. He was Roa Keri on Yom Kippur, and Venichnas Ben Elam Veshibesh Takta Bekuda Gadola. And during his day, the Kohen Gadol became Tameh, so he came in and served instead of the Kohen Gadol. We'll get back to that. Let's just first finish the story. V'yamar Lamelech, and he goes over to the king, Kishayatza, right? When he went out, and he finished the Avoda, he goes to the king. It's clear that they paid, they used credit to pay for the carbon. And now, who's gonna pay? So, Kishayatza Adoni Amelech, when he went out, he said, Adoni Amelech par, we'll switch the word va'ayel, shel yom, mishel lihem krovim, o mishel kohen gadol. Right? He asked the king, who pays for this? And it's clear, the Gemara says, that he held that it's paid for by the real Kohen Gadol, by the Kohen Gadol, the Kavua Kohen Gadol. But he was kind of asking implicitly, maybe I should become the real Kohen Gadol. And that's why he was saying, who should pay for it? Should I pay for it? Right? Kind of say like, I'm a good choice. The Yada HaMelech Mashalo, the king realized what Ben Elam was asking for. Amar lo Ben Elam. And he says to Ben Elam, lo dayecha, skip the Ella, sheshimashta sho'achas lofnei misha amar v'haya olam. What, it's not enough that you got to do the avoda once. Right? That you got to do the avoda once on Yom Kippur just because the Kohen Gadol got tameh. Skip Tayecha, V'yada Ben Elam, Shehusa Mikuna Gadola. And he knew, I guess, the king was not interested in appointing him as the Kavua Kohen Gadol. But what do you see from here? The Tanei Moshe explains, there's a raya that it goes by the Kohen Gadol Kavua. And that's why Ben Elam was asking, he was trying to be Merameis, that he wanted to be the Kohen Gadol Kavua. The king got their hint and said, no, that's not happening. Oh, 2 points. Number one, the question is asked, if you look in Pirkei Avos, there are 10 nisim that happened every day. And one of the nisim that happened on every day is the Kohen Gadol lo ra'a keri on Yom Kippur. That's one of the nisim. Says towards the end of Pirkei Avos in Parakeh, the Mishnah says, let me just find the Mishnah. The Mishnah says here in Parakeh is all the ones with the numbers. All the ones with the numbers. Asara Nisim Nasulav Asedim in Mitzrayim, Asara Layam, and Asara Nisim Nasulav Asedim in Beis HaMikdash. Leipila Isha Merech B'Sar Kodesh, nobody ever got sick from the meat, V'lo it never smelled, V'lo Nerezvuv, V'lo Ira Keri Liol Kohen Gadol B'Yavakipurim. Right, it's one of the Nisim. and the fire never went out, and they stood up. So the question that's asked by the Rishonim is, what's going on here with Elam Mitzipora? So if you look at the Karbata Eda, he alludes to an answer. He says the word carry here doesn't mean what it usually means. Usually carry means some type of emission that comes out. Here, carry is from the word mikra. Something happened. Something happened and he became tamei. Right? Carry mikresh and nitzmai de achas meatumus. Aval carry mamish yefshalomar. It was not talking about carry, because this isn't Pirkei Avos. Shaluya carry kilokwa w, but kibura meolam. If you look in the Tosfos HaRosh in Yuma and Daf Chafal, if he quotes two answers, this is one of them. He says, v'shema lav dafka carry elokavo mikra. O shema b'mikdash rishon dafka kamar hacha. This is one day in the Rishonim. Maybe all these miracles only took place in Bayis Rishon, not in Bayis Sheni. So this story was in Bayis Sheni, and the miracles took place in Bayis Rishon. That's one idea. Good. Also, the other mashmos of the story, who decides who's the Kohen Gadol? So clearly, he went to the Melech. The Melech is the one that that decides. That's what Tosfos says in Maseches Yuma. This story is also discussed. So Tosfos there says, V'yesh lomar, right, he says, somehow there was some type of vote. I know the king and the other Kohanim voted on who's going to be the king. And he quotes also, our Yerushalmi. Yosef ben Elim Mitzipari, Rapsul, but Kohen Gadol, he quotes our story. What's our story? So it's clear that it was the Melech. If you look at Tosfos in Megillah on Daf Tes, Tosfos there says it was the Bezdin. It was the Bezdin. So Beheri Bana Beis Hamikdash, we'll have to figure out who's right. Kiva Dalpi Bezdin who Ilav Taima Demalin Bakodesh. That's Tosfos commenting on our Gemara about the status of the Kohen Gadol substitute. Okay, we continue. Maisa B'Shimon ben Kimchins, which was talking about the stories of Kohanim Gedolim. So we have this one also, which we've had in the Yerushalmi as well in earlier. So the story about Shimon ben Kimchins. Yosel Daber and Melech Aravi, Erev Yom Kippurim. Im Chashecha. I know there was one of the Kohanim Gedolim. I don't know how he had time for this, but I don't know. There was a political visit right at that time. An Arabian king came to visit him a few minutes before Yom Kippur. Im Chashecha. Right? Why is that important? Because if he became tameh, he wouldn't be able to have time to go to the mikvah and become tar. The nitzat sinora shall rok mipiv shall begada mipiv al begada v'timato. And some saliva spit out, came out of the king's mouth. Right? The non-Jews have the status of a zav midrabanan at least, and it went onto the Kohen Gadol's clothing and was matamehim. Was matamehim right before Yom Kippur, so there's no time for him to become. To become tar. Right, one second. He became, if the rok, the saliva, the mashka of azav is an avatoma. So an azav is an avatoma and the mashka of azav. If it goes onto the clothing, it makes it a rishon latoma. A rishon latoma doesn't make a person tame. Right? So what does it mean? It went from the spit to the clothing to the Kohen Gadol. So the Mefarshim explained, if you look at the first Mishnah, first parak in Kalim, you're right. A rishon can't be matame b'maga a person. But if a person is masa, if a person carries, so that itself is like direct. Right? So here it must be that it didn't make the Kohen Gadol tame mishum maga, because that wouldn't have been strong enough. It would have then been a rishon that was matame. But it was masa, and the Kohen Gadol was carrying the spit, and that made him directly tame from the avatoma of the rok of his av. So he's tame. So v'nichras Yehuda echav. So his brother became the Kohen Gadol. He was the substitute. V'shimish tachtav b'kahuna. V'ras iman shnei banei ha-Kohanim Gadolim b'yom echad. Only time in history, maybe, this mother saw two of her sons be the Kohen Gadol the same day. Right? Because the first half of the day, he was the Kohen Gadol, and then he became Tamei. So her brother, her other son, became the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara adds, right, we're talking about Kimchis here. So Kimchis we know from Maseches Yuma. Right, Shiva Yamim Hayu LeKimchis. She had seven sons. The Kulam Shimshu Bekuna Gadol, and they all were the Kohen Gadols. Right, so you have to figure out exactly how that worked, because it sounds like there was something positive here. They didn't like die, and then another one became. So somehow they became Tamei, and one was not working anymore. But that was this is Kimchis with her seven sons. Shalchu Chav Amrula Ma Masim Tovim Yesh Biyotcha. The Chavim wanted to know why was she Zocheh. what, in what schus was she zocha to, have the, such amazing children, seven of them being the Kohen Gadol. Amra lahen, she says, Yavo alai, imro karos besi saros roshi, the imris chaluki miyamai. Right? Yavo alai, meaning it's a lashon of a shvua. It should come upon me if the following isn't true. What's the following? She never had her hair uncovered. The walls of her house never saw her hair, or the imras chaluki, that like the inside of her shirt, the hem, right? Somehow she was very tsanua even when she changed clothing, right? She was covered up. So she was very tsanua, right? This is known as the model of kimchis. Kimchis, even when she was alone in private at home, she had her hair covered. That is not a din. That is a chumra. That is a chumra, a clear chumra. Just finishing up, amrin kol kimcha, kol kimchaya kemach, a mashal. All flour is called flour. The kimcha, the kimchis solis, right? A play on her name. Right, then the flower of Kimchis is a fine flower. The Karan Allah, and they called about her, called Kvuda Basmelach Penima, Mimishmitzozav Levusha. Right, called Kvuda Basmelach Penima, Hertznius, and it's compared to Mimishmitzozav. Right, compared to the gold of the Kohen Gadol, that's the Remez in the Pasuk. So the covering the hair, right, the source in the Torah, it's a Dinda Raisa, for a woman to have her hair covered, Dinda Raisa learned that from Isha Sota, an unusual type of makar. Right, the makar for the din is that we uncover the hair of the isha sota. So that means that the hair is covered usually, and that's the source in Chazal for covering. Right, derech benos Yisrael lios rashehen mechusos, says the Medrash. And it's obviously it's in the Gemara, in the Mishnah Ksubas Daf Ayin Beis, in the Bavli, that one of the categories of for a woman to be yotzei, to be divorced with a ksuba, without a ksuba, ha'over es al das Moshe v'al das Yehudis, das Moshe and das Yehudis. So what are the examples of das Moshe and das Yehudis? The Gemara there talks about das Yehudis, yotza v'rosho parua. And the Gemara talks about das Yehudis, those are drabanans. Isn't this a din daraisa? Why is this in the list of drabanans? The Gemara talks about maybe there are different levels of daraisa, ways of covering and drabanan ways of covering. But this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the bona fide halacha. Whenever this comes up, I like to point out the misquoted Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan sometimes is misquoted as saying that Bizman Hazeh, women don't have to cover their hair because everybody's used to women going out without hair covering, and the Aruch HaShulchan does not say that. The Aruch HaShulchan says the opposite. He screams. He screams at the reality that there are some married women that don't cover their hair. He says, Ata boven et saveach al pirtzos dorenu, bavodoseinu arabim. He's sitting there in a Vardik in 1900. And he's saying the Pirtzas Dorenu. Shezeh Shanim Rabos, Shenifritzu Benos Yisrael Ba'avon Zeh, V'holchos Begili Rosh, V'chomash Etzaku Al Zehu Lola Azor, V'lola Hoel, V'yata Pasta Mispachas, Shanesuos Holchos Besarosan Kemo Absulos, Oilanu Shalsa Biyamenu. That doesn't sound like defending any type of custom. But he does say the one thing that did change, why is this misquote? Where'd it come from? That he says maybe Bizman Hazeh, because many women go uncovered, it doesn't have the halacha of erva legabi kriyashma. Meaning if a woman's hair is uncovered, to say kriyashma in front of the hair, so maybe that would be allowed. Maybe. But that's his comment that maybe something changes. Or Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, because many women don't today, maybe she wouldn't lose her ksuba. That might be something that's different. But again, it's not, nothing the ikara din, the halacha does not change. Just one, other source, and that is the idea of a sheitel. The idea of a wig, where does that come up? That's based, there's a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Samach Dalet, discusses what a woman's allowed to wear going out without an Eruv. Remember all those prakim, Bameh Behema Yotza, Bameh Isha Yotza. So there the Mishnah says, Yotza Isha, Bechute Seyar, Bein Mishela, Bein Mishel Chaverta, Bein Mishel Behema. A woman could go out with Chute Seyar, with hair, right? Even her own hair. Even her own hair. So on that Mishnah, the Shilta Giborim in the back, come on the riff. Mashma lahedya the muteras lebenotzio as kashi bohem. It's mashra clearly from this Mishnah that a woman could wear hair, detached hair, over her hair. The seir beisha erva de kaamar lohavi ala beseir hadavuk lebesar mamish. Right, when it says seir beisha erva in brachas, that's only attached hair. That's seir beisha erva. V'nira gam besara ima seir. Aval seir hamachasesara ein kamishum seir beisha erva v'gam lo mishum peruos rosh. No problem, and even her own hair, says the ein bakaklum v'shaper dami, and that is the minhag of many women, to wear a sheitel. The Chabad is known as saying that that is the best way to cover the hair, and one of the only ways, because that covers all the hair. Okay, so that's a big topic. But again, this is Kimchus. Kimchus is Maker Adin, even though if a woman is in private and nobody's there, she does not have to have her hair covered. But Kimchus had the Chumrah. Okay. Yocho, we continue getting back to the differences between the different Kohanim Gedolim. Yocho, ye Meshuach Belchama, maybe Asir, so Efe Shalom. You might think that a Meshuach Belchama, now we're talking about a different Kohen Gadol, right? A Meshuach Belchama, which has the, certain Meshuach Belchama is the Kohen Gadol who gives the pep talk just for before going out to battle. So he's not the substitute Kohen Gadol. He's not the real Kohen Gadol. He has another job. He has the pep talk Kohen Gadol. So he has certain halachas of a Kohen Gadol. So you might think that he brings a minchas chavitin, right, the special carbon of the Kohen Gadol every day, but he pays for it on his own, tamalomar, tachtav mi banav. That's how the Kohen Gadol is described. Ves shebeno ove tachtav, maybe asir so efe shalom. Only the Kohen Gadol, whose son takes his place in avoda, that Kohen Gadol brings the minchas chavitin. Yatza, Meshuach b'chama, she'im b'no ove tachtav. But a Meshuach b'chama's son doesn't take his place. Doesn't take his place after. How do you know that? When Alam Meshuach b'chama she'in b'do ovei tachtav, tamalomar, yilbasham ha-kohen tachtav mi-banav. That pasuk. The Kohen Gadol, who takes his place, wears this special begadim, v'gomer. Eshu ba el ohel moed, l'shareis ba-kodesh, b'do ovei tachtav. Right, the continuation of the pasuk. Any Kohen who does service in the ohel moed, his sons take his place. Yasa Meshuach b'chama she'in b'do el ohel moed, l'shareis ba-kodesh, b'do ovei tachtav. So the Kohen Gadol, the Meshuach Melchama, doesn't have his son take his place. How do you know that? Because of this other pasuk that it's only take the place if you're servicing in the base of Mikdash. And Mamela, he doesn't have a Minchas Chavit. Minayin Shehu Mismana Kohen Gadol. The Mefarshim wonder about this Havamina. How do you know that the Meshuach Melchama one day could be appointed Kohen Gadol? Maybe he could get a promotion. Why would you have thought otherwise? Once he's designated as a certain type of Kohen Gadol, he can't move up. Right, a Kohen Gadol has to be one who just goes from Kohen Hedyo to Kohen Gadol. So it's a little tzarechi in what exactly is the Havamina. But Shenemar, but it's either way, he's allowed. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, by Pinchas. Well, Pinchas ben Elazar nagid haya aleihem. Right, the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Pinchas lived a very long time. He was a nagid. And earlier he had been a regular Kohen Gadol. Nagid, he was the head, right? And now, beforehand, he had been the Meshuach B'chama. So we know when they fought Midian in the Torah. Lefanim Hashem Imo. Right, that pasuk, that's the continuation of the pasuk, but we're gonna darshan it. Before Hashem was with him. Rabbi Yosa, kadahavi boy lemin kantara l'Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi. Maybe we have to remember this for parenting and grandparenting, skills. Rabbi Yosa, when he used to give Musar to his son, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi, havi amarlei, lefanim Imo. Right? He used to quote this pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Hashem was with him beforehand. Lefnim imo b'yimei ez Zimri Micha. Pinchas, in the days of Zimri and the story, so Hashem was with him, because he protested when there was negative behavior going on. Ubei Pelegesh Begiva lo Micha. But in the days of Pelegesh Begiva, the terrible, tragic story in Shoftim, he didn't say a word and he was still alive. That's why he says Hashem was with him earlier. Meaning, if you don't stop, Hashem might be with you now, but not tomorrow. You have to keep your behavior on the Yashar. That's how we used to give Musar. Okay, but you see from the Pinchas that he became the Kohen Gadol. Uminayichu Nishal Bishmona. How do you know that the Meshuach Melchama, when they were asked, remember the part of Melchama was that before they went to Melchama, they used to ask the Urim and Tumim, you know, what do you think? Is it a good idea? Should we go out? Will we be successful? So the Meshuach Melchama had to wear the Big Day Kahuna in order to get that answer. Because as the Ramban describes in Parshas Tetzaveh, that's how the Urim Tumim worked. The Urim Tumim was the klaf. That's what the Ramban says, and Rashi, right? The Urim Tumim is not described at all in the Torah. It's not described in the Torah how to make the Urim Tumim. Every other kli is described exactly how to make it. Or there's some hint to it. Remember, Rashi says on the Ephod, Rashi says, I'm not sure what the Ephod looked like. It describes the Ephod, but I'm not sure what the Ephod looked like. Lo yadati velo shamati. Avali says, li bi omer li, that, you know, it's like the apron of the women wear the when they ride the horses. Okay, it was a story that goes along with that. But everyone has a remez. The Urim Tumim, it doesn't say anything about making the Urim Tumim. So that's why some Rishonim, some Achronim assume this is the sheet of the Rambam, the Urim Tumim wasn't anything separate. It was the stones on the Choshen. And they were Meir Umitamim. They lit up. The Rambam never describes in Mishnah Torah, you know, what the Urim Tumim was. But Rashi, and the Ramban says, I agree with Rashi, that it was the cloth that went between the folds of the Choshen to basically act as the battery of the Choshen, and it lit up the letters, and the Kohen Gadol had to interpret the letters on his chest, and that's what happened with Eli and Chana, that Eli misinterpreted, right? It said the letters Shin, Kaf, Resh, Hey, and really it said Kisara or Kishera, and Eli thought it spelled Shikora, right? That's the Vilna Gaon's comment on the Ramban's pshat. But again, that's what the Meshuch Mochama, as is described here, where were all the big tekhuna in order to be asked. Right, the Ramban says there in Tetzaveh, La'achar keinasnam ben kifle hachoshen, kishemos kedoshim mikocham ya'iru, ha'osios, me'avne hachoshen el enei hakoen ha'yishoel mishpat. Va'mashal, kikasha shalu mi'yale lanu elakanani, b'tchilil hilachem, ha'yala hakoen mechavein b'shemos shehem urim, ve'he'iru le'enav osios, Yehuda, ve'yud mi'levi, va'ayin mi'shimon, v'lamin mi'levi, v'he me'avraham. Or maybe it was all at once, or maybe it flicked on and off. Either way, says the Ramban, "Vizos madrega mi madregas ruach hakodesh, lamata min anavua, ulamala mi baskol, shemishtamshim babayisheni lachar shepaska anavua, upaska or betumim." So there are different levels. I think the Rabban Bachai in Parshas Zos Habracha lifts off a bunch of levels also. So urim betumim was in between. It was in between ruach hakodesh and baskol. Good. So anyway, so the Gemara here says, how do you know that he wore the begadim? So we skip the next four words. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan uvig di hakodesh asher la'aron yu l'banav. Begadim asher la'aron matam alomar acharav. That's an extra word. Elo l'gdula shel acharav. Acharav means a second level kohen wore it. Acharav, not just in time, but in quality. L'gdula shel, somebody who has a secondary level of gedula, he wears it. So that's the remez that he wears the kuhuna, the begadim. Minayin shu oved b'shmona. How do I know that he is oved b'shmona? Meaning if the Mishor Malchama ever wants to come to the avoda, he has to wear all eight. Because again, he's a Kohen Gadol. Rev imi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, v'gdei yekodesh shel la'aron, ha'kohen yu l'banav, matam alomar acharav, el l'gdula shel acharav. Same pasuk, different limud. So we have Reb Chiya quoting Reb Yochanan, who teaches us that he wears it when they ask the Urim B'tumim, and Reb Imi b'shem Reb Yochanan, who says that he wears it when he does the avoda. So Amalei Reb Yona, Imcha Yisi. Reb Yona says to Reb Imi, Imcha, you were with me. Lomar Oved El Nishal. I disagree with your second version. I think the only question was, how do you know that the Meshur Balchama wears all eight when he's Nishal, but not when he's Oved? I don't think that's true. So, Bekamahu Nishal, Bekamahu Nishal, so with how many is he Nishal, or some other change the Girsa here, with how many, when he, again, the Karman Eidah, Kshayotzen L'Malchama, the Nishal, Be'orim B'tumim, that was early, I'd say, but according to this, here it is, Karban Eida says, if you reject the second version of Rav Imi, so this is changed to Oved. Bakamahu Oved. So how many? What begadim does he wear? How many does he wear? I see Rav Oshia, Masisa, Rakapar, Mindroma, Vatana, Chum Omrim, Enokasher, Lo Bishmona, Shalkoen Gadol, Lo Varbar, Shalkoen Hedyot. As we said, he's stuck. He can't wear the four because he's really like a Kohen Gadol. He can't wear the eight because he's not really fully the Kohen Gadol. Omer Abiba, Bedinu Shi Oved Barba. Really, he should wear four. He's a Kohen Hedyot. Valama in Oved. Why shouldn't he wear? Because he's not the full Kohen Gadol. He's not like a substitute who did the avoda. So really, he should wear four, like a Kohen Hedyot. Why doesn't he? Because some people are going to see him. They're going to say, oh, he wore all eight by the battlefield. Now he's wearing four? It's going to be like a bizayin. They're not going to understand it. And therefore, he can't wear four. Amar Reb Yona, one second. Are people going to get confused? He wore the eight on the battlefield. He's wearing four now. They're not going to know the difference between bachutz and bifnim. V'toam bein bedavar mi bifnim lo bachutz. So the Gemara answers, yeah, people will make a mistake. Even Rabbi Tarfon made a mistake. V'chi Rabbi Tarfon avian shall call Yisrael. Lo ta bein tkiyas hakel and tkiyas karban. Didn't Rabbi Tarfon make a mistake between blowings of hakel, which are done bachutz, and blowings of when you blow by the karbanos, which is done inside? Didn't Rabbi Tarfon make that mistake as follows? Detani uvenei Aron Hakohanim yiskuba chatzotzros. We know the Kohanim, the Bnei Aron Hakohanim, they blew chatzotzros. To me, mimvalo bali mumim. The Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says even the people who blow the chatzotzros cannot be bali mumim. They have to be tamimim. They can't have any blemishes. Amar Rabbi Tarfon akapeches banai. a lashon of a shvuah. Rabbi Tarfon says, "Im lo reisi Shimon achi ima, I saw my uncle Shimon, my mother's brother, chiger achas miraglef. He was lame. He was a chiger in one leg. Ome bazar v'chatzotzra sobiado v'tokeya. He used to blow in the Beis Hamikdash. He's a blow in the Beis Hamikdash, even though so you see, he was a balmum." Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Tarfon, "Did you get the story right? Shem lo reisu el b'shas hakel." Maybe you saw him blowing at the time of Hakel, right, after on Sukkot every 7 years. But you sure you saw him at the time of the Karban? Rabbi Tarfon's like, you're right. You haven't turned right or left. You are perfect, Rabbi Akiva. You are correct. I messed up in the story. I saw the story and I forgot. It wasn't the correct. I didn't get the story right. You got the Shmua correct. Whoever goes away from you, Rabbi Akiva, is like going away from life itself. Because you are the source of life. But you see from here that Rabbi Tarfon got mixed up between Chutz and Pnim. So other people could also get mixed up with Chutz and Pnim. So on the one of the Mepharshim in the back, L'chaim Yerushalayim, connects this to the drasha of Rabbi Akiva of L'rabos Talmidei Chachamim. And he talks about, can look there, how it's Dafka, there was Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Tarfon was excited about because he made other drushes that are also connected. Period. The Chibra, Kohen Esher Yimshach Oso, the Kohen Gadol now, brings Kapara, Mata Malomar, right? This whole Pasuk, as Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, this is at the end of Avodas Yom Kippurim, the whole Pasuk is extra. The Kohen Gadol bringing Kapara. If you look there. So why is it there? Lefi, Shekala Parsha Amura Ba'aron, the whole Parsha is about Aaron HaKohen. Ein li ela Aaron Atzmo. You might think that only Aaron HaKohen is able to do this Avoda. Minai L'Rabos Kohen Acher, how do you know other Kohanim? Tamalomar, Asher Yimshach Oso. That's that pasuk. Ainly Ella Mashok Mashabana Mishcha. Hamruba Begadim Minayin. How do I know the later Kohen Gadol is also Tabalomar Vashay Malayas Yado? Minala Rabbas Kohen Hamismane. How do I know even a substitute Kohen Gadol? Tabalomar Vechiper HaKohen. Vechiper HaKohen. Right? All of these, Kohanim Gadolim can do the Avodah. Interesting. Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out that why don't you need a new drasha for the substitute Kohen? Didn't you just, mention the merubah begadim, so any substitute kohen puts on the begadim, and then he becomes kohen gadol. We need a separate drasha for merubah begadim, and then the substitute kohen gadol. So he says it must be, what if the kohen gadol became tamei, or something happened to him after the korban tamid in the morning? So the next avoda has to be lefnai v'lefnim. He only wears four begadim for that. So who says he could ever become the kohen gadol by wearing only the four that he's always worn? So to speak. Not the eight. That's the case here. So if the substitute Kohen Gadol is about to become, he becomes the Kohen Gadol, and he's about to only put on the four, not the eight. So that's the case that you need, that even he could do the Avodah. There is a Gra quoted by many, the Chachmas Adam quotes this at the end of Chachmas Adam, the Mesha Chachma quotes this, and that is, if you look throughout the, as is pointed out in the Gemara here, maybe this is a remez to the Gra, Aaron HaKohen could go into the Beis HaMikdash Kodesh Kodashim whenever he wanted. Bizos Yava Aaron ala Kodesh. The whole Parsha does not mention a word about Yom Kippur until the end. So the Gra felt that Aaron HaKohen, the Meshech Chachma says maybe it's the Midbar, not Aaron, because there was always an Anan there. But either way, Aaron HaKohen could do the Avodah whenever he wants. We do it once a year on Yom Kippur. That's what it says at the end. But Aaron could do it whenever he would want, and maybe this is a remez here. And that's why the Gra explains beautifully. That's why there are differences between how many times you change your clothing, and because that's the Torah Shabbat Slav is talking about Aaron. Torah Shabbat Peh adds in a couple of tefillas. Okay. Bameo Mismane. If the substitute Kohen Gadol starts on Yom Kippur, how does he become appointed? Rabbanan Tekisar Mashim Rav Chibar Yosef Bepeh. They announce, go do the Avodah. That's enough to make him the Kohen Gadol. Says the Pnei Moshe. Omrim lo lech avod ve'in tzorach chinuch acher. Doesn't need anything else. Amr Reb Zohra, hada amra, shememanim zakein v'pem. So this is true by Kohen Gadol. I guess it's true by smicha also. When they give smicha, in the old smicha, right, from Moshe all the way down, they can give smicha v'pem. They don't need anything else, meaning, the Karban Eda, you don't have to put your hands, like Moshe did. Ve'in tzorach lismach yadav alav. That's not ma'akev. Amr Reb Chia bar Adam, astis amr kein. Well, doesn't the Mishnah in India say that? Because they said to Akavya ben Mahalalel that at certain shitas they wanted him to retract. So they say to him, Chazor b'cha b'abadvarim, right? Retract these four statements, Shahisa Omer, that you said, v'nasecha abezin. We'll make you the head of the bezin if you retract these four. So it's clear that just by words, they'd be able to appoint him in that regard. Period. Okay, that's all about the Kohanim Gedolim. Next, Ein Bein. Ain bein bama gadol bama katana. We know there were the Mishnah at the end of Zvachim says there were six stages of halachic history in terms of karbanos. From the beginning of time until Mishkan. And then Mishkan until they went into Eretz Yisrael. And then they read all the times or before that. Mishkan first, then they went into Eretz Yisrael and it was destroyed. And then they built it in Shiloh. And then they it was destroyed. And then the time of Nov and Givon. And then so all the different times. So whenever you had a centralized Mizbeach, there was an Isser Bamos. Right? When there's a Beis HaMikdash, when there's a Mishkan, there was a Isser Bamos. But when there wasn't, like in Nov and Givon, for those 57 years, you had a major Bama there, but the Aron wasn't with it. So that's why it had the status not of a Mizbeach, but of a Bama Gedola. And everybody at those times could build their own private Bamas in their backyard. So, Ein Bein Bama Gedola, Bama Ketana, El Psachim. What's the difference between a Bama Gedola and a Bama Ketana? Carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach could only be brought on the Bama Gedola. Bama Ketana was only for private karbanos. Zeh HaKlal. Kol Shu Nidav V'Nidav Karba Bama. Any private karbanos that are voluntary could be brought on a Bama Ketana. V'kol Shu Eino Lo Nidav V'Lo Nidav Eino Karba Bama. But anything that's not, right, that's not Nadu Nadava, meaning if it's Mechuyav, a Karban Chatos, so then that cannot be brought on a Bama Ketana. That could only be brought on a Bama Gedola. Rabbi Yochanan Avat Lashinu Palig Dola Nachas Beis Vada Mitzara. Whoa. Rabbi Yochanan spent 3.5 years, he didn't go to the Beis Medrash. Because he was so upset, Mefarshim explained, from the story of Reish Lakish. Remember, his Karusa died. He might have caused it a little bit. So he was so upset for 3.5 years. The sofa finally, Chamer Abelazar Bechilmei, Lamachar Sinai Nachis, Umechadis Lachon Mile. But Abelazar, the Talmud that was supposed to try to cheer him up, that didn't work, he had a dream. Tomorrow, Sinai, Rabbi Yochanan's nickname was Sinai, he's going to come to the Beis Medrash tomorrow after 3.5 years. And he did all the Amar Kuman. And he comes, and what does he do? The first thing, he starts talking about Torah. How you doing? How we've missed you. No, right away. Mehechan kasher akoshet. From where is the truth? Hazeh shetei avodaso bebechoros. How do you know that pre-Mishkan, the avoda was done with the firstborns? Where do you see that? Min hadein karaya, from this pasuk, kili ko bachar bayom akosi ko bachar beres Mitzrayim. The Gomer, and it says that on that day of Makas Bechoros, the firstborns came into the avodah, and at that time at the Yetzias Mitzrayim, I also did a punishment to the gods. So if at the time I punished the gods, at the time that I saved the Bechorim, so that shows that they have to be involved in religious activity. So that's why they now become connected to me. That's how you know from Makas Bechoros, right, all the way until the Mishkan, the Bechorim do the avodah. How about before that? Kodom lachein mahayu osim. What's the source before that? So you know that from earlier stories in Brachos. Vatikach Rivka is big the Esav b'na hagadol achamudos ashirita babayis. Rivka took Esav special clothing. What's the special clothing? Ma'o achamudos. Shem mishamish b'guna gadola. He liked to do avoda. He liked to do avoda with those clothing. That's the lashon of chamudos. Period. Amar Rabbi Levi, but then it says, Shavar Hashem mater reshoim. Hashem broke the staff of the wicked. Elu ha-bechoros, she'ekrivu le'egel t'chila. The firstborns lost it. Firstborns lost it by the ego. We'll talk more about that, by the Hashem, next time. Stop.